every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, first, a Rapala Winner's Circle with Tripp Berlinski of the University of North Alabama. Tripp won the Bassmaster College Bracket to qualify for the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic in March, and also have all entries paid into one of the divisions of the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens next season. Also today, college, high school, and youth director Glenn Cal will join us, and a peek behind the life of a cameraman with Wes Miller. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winners Circle. And earlier this year, the team from UNA, Trip Berlinski and Bryce DeMorrow, were named the team of the year in the kind of the college series for Bassmaster, the striking college series for Bassmaster. And as it worked out, when it got time for the bracket, the Bassmaster Classic bracket, in the end, it was Trip Berlinski against his best friend, Bryce DeMorrow, for all the marbles at the Bassmaster College Classic bracket. And it was at Watauga Lake, and it was all presented by Lewes, and Tripp got the victory with a final day weight of 17 pounds, 11 ounces. He is now the first UNA angler to win this the bracket, and of course go on to the Bassmaster Classic back in Knoxville coming up in March. And he also wins entry into the 2026 St. Croix Bassmaster Opens presented by Seven with the use of a fully rigged Toyota Tundra and a Nitro for the season. So he'll be fishing all eight of those Opens as well. So it's really pretty cool. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Tripp, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Man, let's talk about this. First of all, you're in a classic next. You're a junior, right? You're a rising junior. You're a junior now this year at UNA. You're in the Bassmaster Classic. You are eligible. You have all your entry fees paid for the Opens next year. This is all pretty heady stuff. Is it all sunk in yet?
I'm not really sure if it has yet. It's all pretty surreal. You know, this is the dream ever since I've been about a 5-year-old kid who's still fishing the Bassmaster Classic. So I don't think it's fully sunk in yet, no sir.
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting stuff. Now, you also won $7,500 in cash on top of everything else, and you turned around and gave that cash to the Cowder County folks to help with the relief efforts from Hurricane Helene. When did that idea come to your head? And there's not a lot of 20-year-old kids that are turning over $7,500 in cash, you know, for something like this. But when did this come into your mind? And just talk about that a little bit.
Really, it came into my mind about the second or third day. I met a family there that was still being affected by the hurricane, and it just it really touched my heart just seeing it firsthand how how devastating it was for some people. And yeah, I mean, it was really hard to see that people were still without a house and struggling. So I was just hoping that it could go back and help in any way possible.
I'll tell you what, that is a tremendous thing to do. All right, so let's talk about this deal in the tournament itself. Of course, Watoga Lake, I would imagine you never saw it before, right? That's what they do with this classic bracket. They kind of take it. It was at my home lake where I live, Tim's Ford Lake, last year. And, you know, so they kind of take it to different bodies of water. Did you know anything about this lake at all?
Oh, no, sir, not really. I just knew that it had some big smallmouth in it, and really that was all I knew going into it.
How much practice did you have? What did they give you, a day or two for practice?
Yes, sir. So we got a full day of practice the first day, and the second day we had until 3 p.m., I believe. But I believe I got to practice till about 5 o'clock the first day until about 9 a.m. the second day. I just had a little bit of battery issues, but I was able to get those fixed before the tournament, luckily.
You ended up with almost 20 pounds on day one of the tournament in the qualifying portion of it. That was pretty impressive. I mean, after practice, did you think that there was 20 pounds out there for you? How did you break it down that quickly?
Honestly, I think having the battery issues actually did me a favor. In practice, I was just able to only find the area, and I wasn't really ever able to just key in on what they were doing. So throughout the tournament, I was just able to key in. I didn't really know if 20 pounds was possible. I knew there were some big fish around there, but I really didn't get to fish long enough to see how big the fish actually were. So it was a little bit surprising for me as well.
You knew you were in pretty good shape. So the second day, you kind of went scouting around a little bit, 15, just under 16 pounds on day two. And so you were managing your fish, basically. You didn't want to wear it out until you got to the bracket portion, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I didn't want to treat it like a two-day tournament. I wanted to treat it like a four-day tournament from the start, just because I was counting on myself to make it. And, you know, if I did make it, I really just wanted to have enough fish to last me the last 2 days.
Yeah, and you did it, over 20 and a half pounds on the semifinal round, taking out Garrett Smith from Lander University. Those guys had won the national championship. But talk about that. I mean, 20-10 on, you know, in that first, in that semifinal round, the first head-to-head matchup. Talk about that and what you had found and how you caught him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Garrett is an amazing angler. So in the back of my mind all day, I just kept saying that the weight wasn't enough. So I really got pretty lucky in the morning. I was able to catch two pretty big ones. I caught a one over 4.5, and then I caught a 5-pounder. I was able to follow them right down the bank in the morning. They were roaming around a ton early in the morning just with the colder weather that we were having. And I kind of picked one part of my stretch that I really wanted to just fish that day, and it just happened to be there was two big ones, and I was able to put both of those big ones into the boat, and, you know, that just really helped my bag on a lake like that.
Now, these fish that you were all seeing on the forward-facing sonar, was that because I know you were fairly shallow, but was this all about forward-facing sonar for you?
Yeah, it was all about forward-facing sonar for me. I know Garrett was catching them without it, but you know, props to him. I could not figure out how to catch him without it. I needed my live scope for this one for sure. I was just anywhere from 10 to 2 foot of water, and I was just catching them swimming down the bank, eating crawfish and bluegill. And, yeah, I mean, I would just sometimes have to chase those fish down. Like that 5-pounder I caught the third day, I believe I chased him probably close to 300 yards down the bank just to catch him.
Wow. What was the technique you were using? Was he one that you threw the dice at or a minnow at? What'd you throw at him?
I was throwing I threw a dice at that fish. You know, I put it pretty far in front of him because I already threw it at him a couple times. And when he discovered it kind of close to the bottom, I just kind of scurried it away from him. And I believe he thought it was like a crawfish just trying to get away. And I mean, he came up and just inhaled it.
Tripp Belinsky with us here, coming off his win at the College Classic Bracket at Watoga Lake. And all right, so you get in, and then you see that your buddy Bryce DeMauro, who's not only your teammate in terms of you guys being the team of the year, but you guys are boys, right? I mean, this is like your best friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bryce is my best friend by far. We're roommates in Florence right now. So, I mean, yeah, Bryce is my best friend, and it was pretty bittersweet. I mean, we were both crying up there on stage.
Were you guys sharing any information, you know, during the tournament with each other, or was it like, love you, bro, but, you know, I'm keeping my head down and keeping this stuff to myself?
No, we tried to keep it pretty minimal, but we did share information just to kind of help each other just get an idea on a new lake to what to go do and what to look for. But like I said, it was pretty minimal, and, you know, Bryce and I really just figured out our own little pattern. It happened to be really similar.
So you had two bags that were in the 20-pound range. You come in on the final day, you got 17-11. What are your emotions at that point? Did you feel like maybe you had blown it, or did you feel like you had enough to get the win?
I thought I blew it for sure. You know, Bryce is an incredible fisherman, and I had a ton of missed opportunities today, or the final day of the tournament. I couldn't put a big one in the boat, and I really thought that was going to cost me because I know how good Bryce is.
So you get the entries paid into the open. Now, is that one division or is it for all eight?
It is for one division, but you get to pick the division, so that'll be awesome.
So you get to pick the division, and you will fish that, correct? I mean, you'll figure out a way
to get
out there and fish those. All right, that's good stuff, man. Well, congratulations on the win. I will see you in Knoxville for sure at the Bassmaster Classic in March, and wish you best of luck the rest of the fall.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. I mean, it means so much, and I can't wait to see you at the Classic.
All right, man. I will see you there. That's Trip Berlinski. And, again, I go back to the $75 or $7,500 donation that he makes to the folks in Carter County, and that is just an amazing thing. What a great thing for a young man to do like that. All right, we're going to get a break in here, and when we come back, we'll talk to Glenn Kahl. He's the tournament director for the College Series. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, you know, we just talked to a very impressive young man in Trip Berlinski. And now the guy that runs all of the youth organizations, and when I say youth, college, high school, junior organizations, tournament director for all of that stuff is Glenn Cale. I think he might do, he probably handles more tournaments than anybody else in Bass, to be honest with you. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Glenn, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, brother. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Am I making that up? I mean, you probably handle more different anglers and more tournaments in general than anyone else in the organization.
Correct. That is correct. Yes, I run more tournaments than a diverse group of anglers, from juniors from second grade to about 22 years of age.
there you go. You know, we just had Trip Berlinski on, and I was so impressed with that young man. He won the bracket, and he qualifies for the Bassmaster Classic, and, of course, he'll have entry fees paid into one of the divisions of the Opens next year as well. But, I mean, I remember – I still can, believe it or not, remember what it was like to be a college student. I can't believe the kid turned over a check for $7,500 to the relief effort there in East Tennessee. I mean, that's pretty impressive stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, these kids – and Trip Berlinski is just one of a bunch of kids, you know, probably 2,500 college anglers across the country. But yeah, that was amazing, you know. So the heart of the young man himself, Trip Berlinski, when I was a youth director in Florida, got a chance that he came through the program a little bit, dabbled in it, and got a chance to know him. Bryce DeMauro, his partner, he fished heavily in the Florida Bass Nation program there. But yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it was not even my child, but I mean, any proud parent moment would have been ecstatic. And dad said that was all him, so that was what's the most impressive thing. So, you know, that's amazing. That just goes to show you where these kids are coming from, and the heart and the passion. You know, it's more than fishing too with these kids, and just a true all-American kid.
You know, and I have noticed from watching you, and I got to see you up close and personal last year when you did the bracket at my home lake, Tim's Ford Lake, where I live, and you really do create a bond with these kids, don't you? I mean, it's different when, you know, I'm out here, I'm seeing the EQs and sending guys out here at the second EQ event, and you know, of course, do a lot of coverage with the elites and everything else. But when you're dealing with not only college kids, but down to the high school and the juniors, I mean, you kind of create that bond with those kids, and it's really kind of cool to watch them grow up as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bond. I mean, I think it's more for me, I want to see their heart, you know. Mm-hmm. You really, and that's what we saw with Trip Berlinski. He showed everybody through the lens that he's a great fisherman, right? I mean, he can find them. He's a great fisherman, really figured them out. His peers that fished in the bracket, they were very respectful. And really, you know, put him on that level with Eastern Fothergill. They said it's just his whole demeanor and his work ethic. And his peers said, I don't think anybody outworks Trip Berlinski as far as time on the water. But the heart, man, I really want to see these kids' heart and pull it out. And we really got a chance to see eight best kids here in the country this past week on Watauga Lake out of Carter County, Tennessee. Really just show out and do a great, great job. And beautiful scenery, and just a great venue. I mean, really just a great venue after major destruction and devastation just a year ago to the date. So it was really impressive to see that place is a phenomenal fishery.
Yeah.
And they did an amazing job finding them and locating them after all of that. And the town was amazing, first class. I mean, from the Mayor Patty, and then Luke and those guys with the EMA and the EMS and the TEMA and TBA and the TWRA, all those guys and gals were county commissioners, everybody was out there every morning at takeoff, every afternoon at weigh-in. It was amazing.
Yeah, and I like what you do with the bracket. You know, you take it to smaller venues, not places that are on the opens or the elite schedule as much, or even the college schedule. And I think it's kind of cool. It was fascinating last year when you guys went to Tim's, and I remember Brandon Lester and I looking at each other. We thought it would be 12 pounds a day. Their kids are out there catching 16 pounds. You go to this little lake in East Tennessee, and here they are, you know, 19, 20-pound bags. You know, not necessarily bodies of water that you want to put 200 boats on, but for this event, for the classic bracket event, I mean, it's really cool that that you go out to some smaller venues.
Yeah, we try to do that. One, we want to try to, you know, put them on a smaller body of water, put them on some of these fisheries that aren't touched like that, you know what I mean? And really, you know, give them 2 days to figure it out. You know, it's off limits from the time the college national championship ends to the day they get 2 days of practice and they get to figure it out. So really get to show from the eye of the viewer, you know, it's more than forward-facing sonar. It's going out there trying to break down a lake, you know, in 2 days, which, you know, the elite series guys and these EQ guys, and, you know, you get 2 or 3 days. I mean, every day counts, but cut it down to a stingy 2 days and get the results that we had. And then the locals said, oh, it'd be about 13 to 15 pounds a day.
Yeah.
And look what Berlinski and DeMauro and Ben Burns out of Texas did. I mean, all those kids showed out, and it was really amazing just to see how well they broke it down and exposed how good they are, but too, how great the fishery really is.
Yeah, and, you know, we see these kids fish, and I truly believe it's going to be very interesting next year on the elites and the opens, where they'll be alternating when they can use the forward-facing and when they can't. And I believe that some of the young guys that have come up in recent years are going to do very, very well. But Tripp was very honest. He said, I don't know what I would have done without the forward-facing sonar there. So my question for you is, has there been any conversation, will there be any limitations at all in the college or even the high school series coming up next year? Will you have any events without it, or is it going to be open gangway, you know, guys can use whatever they got?
Yeah, we're not going to touch the college, high school, and juniors next year in 2026. I'm not saying that won't happen in 2027, but I do know right now everything is kind of status quo right now for the juniors through the high school and college. So okay, we're going to let them use it. And, you know, not saying that we won't revisit that or whatever the case may be. So, you know, we'll have to play it by ear. And then, you know, obviously with the bracket, you know, we give away a classic spot. So, you know, that year, if they, you know, in 27, if the classic's a no forward facing sonar, then our bracket will be a no forward facing sonar.
Okay. All right, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, Glenn Kell with us here. He is the tournament director for college, high school, and youth as well. And speaking of high school, as I said, this week we're out here at Decatur, Ingalls Harbor. What an unbelievable you know, venue this is for running a tournament. But you also every year have the combine here, the high school combine here, and it seems to be a tremendous location for something like that, you know, where you can put the guys through the paces and the colleges and so on could be here as well. Just talk about that event, how it has grown and how important it is to help get these kids placed in colleges.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it's the 50th anniversary this year, the Bassmaster High School Combine presented by Skeeter. So they, it's the fifth year, 100 kids, 27 colleges from all over the country were in there offering some form of scholarship to these kids. Then we obviously do like a skills challenge out there with some flipping and put them on a boat, let them see if they, how they can run the trolling motor and moving targets and stuff like that, pitching and stuff and casting. But, you know, we throw in a little bit of a boat safety course, not tying in there. We just try to make it fun for them to get them out of the Ingalls Harbor there a little bit and in front of some coaches, let them get out there and have fun. But it's grown. I'll be honest with you. I've actually was doing some fact finding for this call. 30% of the participants from this year's high school combine have already put their feet on a college campus.
Isn't that something? That is
amazing.
Yeah, that is really
amazing.
It's a great opportunity. And these kids that come in, they're so polished. I've done a number of weigh-ins, you know, at the high school level and stuff, and it's really kind of cool to see how polished they are. When they first started this thing, by the way, this is only about an hour and a half or so from where I live at Tim's. And, I said, I ought to come down there and do a little seminar with, how to handle the media, and how to deal with interviews and what do you do when you're on stage and what do you say and stuff like that. And but it is amazing how polished these guys are. They sound like elite pros, half of them, when you're weighing them in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, they did amazing. I mean, I'll tell you right now, we really want to try to get them to talk. This was a very good group of anglers this year. I think we had five or six lady anglers, and some of them have already put their feet on a college campus for a visit, which that's kind of what we want to do. I mean, you can go and mom and dad, bring you to this event, but if you don't follow up on a college angler and do a school visit, then it's really a moot point. So, really great questions. The college coaches said they were asking the right questions that they would like to hear. And so it was a very, very successful event this year, thanks to all the sponsors and the anglers. And I was excited. I was a college coach the very first year this thing took off. As far as the facility, it's first class. I mean, Ingalls Harbor, Decatur, Alabama, it's the opportunity and the venue itself just offers a perfect setting for the Bassmaster High School Combine.
I love the way you're starting the season next year in January at Lake Toho for the juniors and high school guys, January 18th. And then the following weekend, it'll be the Strike King Bassmaster College Series at Toho, presented by Bass Pro Shops as well. Then you guys will move down to Okeechobee. That's good stuff. That's tremendous. And Glenn, you do a tremendous job running these events. It's always fun watching you do a weigh-in as well. I really appreciate everything you do for Bassmaster, and we'll look forward to chatting again. If I don't see you before then, I'll see you at the Classic for sure.
You got it, man. I appreciate you, Tom. Thank you so much, brother. Godspeed, and we'll see you soon.
All right, man. Thank you. There you go. That is Glenn Callen. He does a tremendous job with this with the youth organization. And it's like herding cats sometimes. So, I mean, this is not something that's like a no-brainer that's super easy to do. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, let's peel back the curtain a little bit and talk to cameraman Wes Miller from Bassmaster. What is it like to be a cameraman at some of these Bassmaster events and some of the other things that he does? This is going to be fascinating. Wes Miller is next. Right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And this is a segment I've been wanting to do for a while now. And I like to pull back the curtain and kind of talk about production and what goes into putting on a Bassmaster Elite event or an opens event like what you'll be seeing or what you may be seeing now at the Bassmaster EQs and all of the coverage that takes place. And it's just so neat to see this whole crew of people that are involved, and they're like a brotherhood out there. They're so tight, and whether it's the guys that set up the stage or the guys that do the sound or the cameramen who have to go out there and fight the elements, it's fascinating to me. So I thought, you know what, who better to talk to than a guy that we've heard Mark Zona refer to as Cameraman Wes many, many times. Wes Miller, he has been with JM Productions, which is the production arm of Bass now, and for a number of years, and he joins us now, Wes Miller, on the VMC hook. Wes, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Arkansas.
Yeah, it is absolutely beautiful all over the South and in Alabama as well for this EQ tournament that is going on this weekend. But
I'm about to hit the road. I'm about to hit the road and head that way. Actually,
that's going to be fantastic. Now, I mentioned, of course, that we are title sponsored by Phoenix, and I'm just saying, the cameramen always say, man, I'm glad when I draw a Phoenix. And it's easy to draw a Phoenix. About a quarter, maybe a little bit more, of the elites are running Phoenix. But man, it's a true thing, you know, when these guys say, we just love being in a Phoenix, right?
Absolutely. And it's really funny. I don't remember exactly when those boats came out, but I remember I might have been with one of the Lane brothers. I can't remember now. But I remember riding in a boat. And we're used to getting kind of beat up in rough water and stuff, and it was rough, and I just wasn't taking a hard impact into my spine like normal. And I looked over, I was like, what kind of boat is this? I can't remember exactly who it was. It's a Phoenix, they're new boats. I'm like, wow, this is impressive. And ever since then, now that I'm doing all the drone, the aerials, the live aerials and stuff for Bass, I absolutely request Phoenix boats off the top. If I can get a Phoenix with the spot lock, I am happy.
There you go. I mean, it is great stuff. Now, that's what you do now, the drone stuff. So we get all those beauty shots. I call them beauty shots. We get all those beauty shots, you know, of the lake or of the sunrise, or especially if you get like some fog hanging over the water, right? I mean, that's something you just live for. If you can get some of that low fog and get that drone up in there, man, that's a great look, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. It's one of those things that, after doing in the boats for 20 some odd years with the anglers and beating myself up, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, I can tell my camera boat driver, hey, we can slow down a little bit. We don't have to go 60 across the top of these, 3-foot waves. And hopefully I can keep doing this, into my 60s. And it's just so much fun, and I really enjoy it. I love getting the creative side of it and trying to get those kind of shots. And then on the other side of it, it's really, there's a lot of strategy to it. If you're trying to get, fish catches on tape with the drone, because, you want to be at the right place at the right time. And they really love, like, Mike McInnes and the whole team. We got a great director with him and Michael Middleton, and James Breedlove is now is doing a lot of directing, and we love that two-camera shoot where you have the drone and then you also have the camera in the boat.
Right.
And you can kind of see the surroundings and the area that they're fishing from up above, and then you can get in there and get that two-camera shoot. And that is really fun. I love doing it. There's been a couple of times where I was able to get some top water action with the drone and just stuff like that that's a different angle. And then if you can add in all the scenics too, it's really fun. And I just love running around out there too. It's always fun.
Even
when it's cold or miserable or super hot, you know. Of course, the only time you really can't do it is the pouring down rain, but other than that, it's a blast. I love it.
The drone technology has taken all of this stuff to another level. I'm old enough to remember when they used to run helicopters out there. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember they had the helicopter following the boats down the thing? And man, with the drones, it's so much better. Just talk about the advancement, too, from the early drones to now. I mean, the early ones, I don't know if you had more than 15 minutes before you had to get it down and get it recharged and all that kind of good stuff. But these drones now are fast, and they last a long time.
Yeah, the cost effectiveness of it is unbelievable. So a guy that I've worked with for over 30 years now at JM is Kerry Barrett. And Kerry was our guy that would go up and literally hang off of the side of the helicopter, you know, in the wind, getting those shots. And he was kind of a mentor to me, really, and taught me a ton about just good TV and how to frame shots and make them interesting and all that kind of stuff. And he is semi-retired. He still runs our boom camera in the studio. But super smart, and just back in the day, I mean, we might as well have been stuntmen, you know. I mean, he would be flying around that helicopter. But back in, and this was like even, you know, 20 years ago, a helicopter's 1,500 a day, or 1,500 an hour, and now they're probably, you know, 2,500 an hour. And a drone, you can buy two or three drones for 10 grand, and, you know, and like you said, now we use the Pro 3s, and it'll do 46 miles an hour. And I can run 40 minutes on a battery. So what they can do now is really impressive. And then with a little bit of zoom in the camera lens, you can get some stuff that, I mean, we just never could get before.
Yeah.
Like we used to always think about, because we used to film The Spanish Fly with Jose Wehebe. I mean, we went all around the world with him. And we didn't have drones back then. We barely had GoPros. But we didn't have drones back then. And I just think, my Lord, what a cool show that would have been if we could have had drones back then, you know.
Yeah, and they do a tremendous job. The camera quality on these drones is amazing. All right, so I got to ask you, have you put one in the water? And have you had one where, I extended it a little too long and this thing hit the water? Do they float, I guess, is what I want to ask.
No, they do not float. They do absolutely not float. It was funny, we used to actually because they will if they, it's like a lot of electronics. If it's fresh water and they get wet, a lot of times you can dry stuff out, and it will still work for a year or two before it gets corroded. Now, salt water, you can just throw it away. So we used to put these little floaties, these little styrofoam floaties on there, and I tried that for a few times. But the problem is they had such wind resistance that they would make the drones fly weird, and they would overwork the batteries and the motors. And so you're actually putting a lot of stress on the drone, and it's probably going to make you crash versus, you know, saving it out of the water. There's been, I think, two times in, I don't know, a decade of flying drones that it was absolutely 100% my fault, and I put it in the trees and then it went in the water, or I just smashed it into the water because I wasn't paying enough attention to what I was doing. So those two were definitely mine. And then there's been other times, like especially with the drones we used to have, they'd get interference in the signal. You'd lose your signal. They'd fly off all on their own and just go wild and do crazy stuff. But the ones that we have now are so stable, and the signal is so good that you'd have to really, really, really not be paying attention to screw up.
Yeah.
And here's a perfect example of that. We just came off of the college bracket over in Tennessee, and that lake had very spotty service. It just the cell, there was only like a couple of cell towers, and one of them was on the other side of the mountain. So the cell service was really bad there. I flew on the last day to get a shot of the guy that was going to win. I forget his last name.
Berlinski was on the show today. Yeah, he was on earlier today on the show. Yeah.
Exactly. I flew 10,600 plus feet away, a little more than 2 miles away, because I had to keep my backpack, my cell service. I found a spot, and I flew that far away and covered him. It took about 3 minutes to get there and get back. So that's 6 minutes round trip. And I was able to fly him for like 25, 30 minutes in that flight. And
that's amazing.
Never would have been able to do that before with the drone that we used to have even just a few years ago. They just, you would lose signal after 1,000 feet at the most, you know.
Yeah. So, cameraman Wes Miller with us here telling some stories about what it's like to run the drone. And we all got to know him as cameraman Wes when Mark Zona would call him out on Zona's fishing show. Zona will be on next week, but just talk about some of the adventures with our friend Mark Zona, because that's got to be an experience in and of itself, hanging out with that dude for a couple of days and shooting one of his shows.
You know, it's really funny. Back in the day when we first started doing the Zona show, we would show up kind of pretty much blind and find a place to fish, and we'd either get something or we wouldn't get anything. And most of the time we did. But there was a few times we'd show up and it's like, oh man, this is bad, you know. But it got to where he could go scout out a lake, and by the time the camera guys showed up, he had it figured out, and we'd knock out a show in a day, maybe 2 days. But traveling around with him is just a hoot, and he is so generous. Like, he buys all the dinners. You know, he gives you, you know, if you're like, hey, I need a rod and reel. Hey, okay, here you go. Take this one, you know?
Yeah.
One of the most generous people I've ever been around. And just so much fun. He is the same off camera as he is on camera, which is a rarity in the TV business and film business in general. Just down to earth, best human being ever. And we just have so much fun, and he's such a good dude. And he knows what he's doing. Like, it makes a cameraman's job really easy when, number one, they know how to, if you're doing a fishing show, he knows how to fish, he knows what he's doing, and he's just good on camera. You don't have to ask him questions. You don't have to prompt him. Like, we do our interviews, sit down in interviews. He's got it all lined out to outline the show. And maybe once in a while you'd throw a question in there about something that maybe is just something he did that I'm like, I've never seen that before. Explain what you're doing there, because I thought that was really cool, you know.
How many times during a shoot will he say, we are done? Because it seems like he says we are done after every good catch, and then it's like, no, you're not done yet. You're gonna cut that one out.
Fishermen are greedy. Yeah. Fishermen are really greedy. We get a 6-pounder, guess what we want? An 8-pounder.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's really funny. So me and Carrie and actually Matt McInnes, Jerry McInnes's youngest son, who's my age, when he started doing the fishing hole on video instead of film, I was involved in that probably the last 10 years of his show, ish, you know. And Jerry was notorious for, we'd have a show and he would be like, okay guys, you know, just one more good one, just one more good one, we'll really have something here. And we would stay out till dark for that one more good one. And Mark Zona is kind of like that. It's like, if we feel like, man, there's a possibility here, we can catch a giant, you know, we're going to do it up to a point. He's not as bad as Jerry was about it, but we like to fight for the best show. I mean, don't care what it takes. We're going to try to provide the best show that we can. I tell you what I really miss with Zona. We used to do some live Zonas.
Yeah.
Those were an absolute hoot.
I'd love to see one of those again. Those were a lot of fun. Wes Miller has been our guest. He is a guy that's been shooting fishing shows and of course Bassmaster Live, running the drones now for all that coverage that you see on live and doing a great job. Wes, I appreciate you so much. I look forward to shaking your hand here at Ingalls Harbor in Decatur, and safe travels.
Yeah, we'll see you in about 24 hours.
All right, man. Appreciate you. That is Wes Miller, and that's just I could do a whole show with Wes Miller. I really could. I mean, and who knows? Someday maybe we will. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Wrap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at WrapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you. What a cool thing to take a look at the life of an outdoor cameraman with Wes Miller today. As Wes said, he is now the main drone pilot for major Bassmaster events, but much of the heavy lifting on the water is done by a superior group of guys, including brothers Carl and David Pennington, Jake Contandris, Brandon Spine, Trey Bruce, and Brian Eady. This band of brothers are out on the water for 8 hours plus with the pros, plus the before and after prep time, just to bring us all the action from a Bassmaster event. What a great bunch of dudes there. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just click on bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.